The ability to discern between assets and credits is akin to navigating a ship through turbulent waters. Every decision, every strategy, hinges upon a clear understanding of these fundamental components. Just as a captain relies on a compass to steer their vessel, so too must managers rely on tools and techniques to effectively compare assets and credits. Imagine a balance sheet as a map charting the terrain of your business's financial landscape. On one side lie the assets. These are the resources at your disposal, the engines driving your enterprise forward. On the other side are the credits, known as liabilities, which mismanaged can weigh your vessel down, threatening its journey. So how does one compare these vital aspects of business finance? Let's embark on this voyage together. Firstly, consider the nature of assets. These are the lifeblood of any business, encompassing tangible and intangible resources alike. Tangible assets, such as property, equipment, and inventory, can be easily quantified. However, it's the intangible assets that often hold the greatest value, but are trickier to measure. If you are not familiar with what intangible assets are, just imagine brand reputation, intellectual property, and customer relationships. Well, a savvy manager must weigh both types of assets carefully, understanding their individual contributions to the company's success. Next, turn your attention to credits. Liabilities and obligations represent the debts and commitments your business owes to others. While some credits, such as loans or accounts payable, are necessary to fuel growth, excessive liabilities can spell trouble. Too much debt can burden your enterprise, draining resources and stifling expansion. It's essential to assess the nature and magnitude of your credits, ensuring they remain manageable and sustainable over the long term. Now, let's plot our course for comparison. The key lies in ratios and metrics. For instance, the debt-to-equity ratio offers a snapshot of your company's leverage, indicating how much of your assets are financed by debt versus equity. Similarly, the current ratio evaluates your ability to cover short-term obligations with current assets, offering a gauge of liquidity. Consider the debt-to-equity ratio, a stalwart companion in our financial journey. This ratio casts a revealing light on the balance between debt and equity financing within our company. By comparing the total liabilities to shareholder equity, this metric unveils the degree of leverage employed to fuel our operations. A high debt-to-equity ratio may suggest that a significant portion of our assets is funded by borrowing, potentially increasing financial risk. Conversely, a lower ratio signifies a more conservative approach, with a greater reliance on equity capital. Armed with this knowledge, we can adjust our financial strategies accordingly, ensuring a prudent balance between risk and reward. In the tempest of business operations, maintaining sufficient liquidity is paramount to weathering unforeseen storms. The current ratio stands as a sentinel, assessing our ability to meet short-term obligations with readily available assets. By dividing current assets by current liabilities, this metric provides a clear indication of our liquidity position. A ratio exceeding 1 signifies that we possess more current assets than liabilities, indicating a healthy liquidity buffer. Conversely, a ratio below 1 may raise concerns about our ability to cover immediate financial obligations. With this insight, we can adjust our cash management practices, ensuring we have the necessary resources to navigate through choppy financial seas. But let us not forget the return on assets and return on equity. Return on assets measures the efficiency of our asset utilization, revealing how effectively our resources generate profits. By comparing net income to total assets, this metric illuminates the productivity of our investments. A high return on assets suggests that we are maximizing the returns from our assets, while a low return on assets may indicate inefficiencies that warrant attention. Similarly, return on equity evaluates the return on shareholder equity, providing insight into the profitability of ownership. By dividing net income by shareholder equity, this metric quantifies the returns generated for investors. A robust return on equity indicates that we are generating substantial profits relative to the equity invested, fostering shareholder confidence and loyalty. In the quest for financial clarity, numbers often take center stage, providing tangible metrics that inform decision-making. However, behind every figure lies a narrative, a story that illuminates the broader context and intricacies of our business operations. This is where qualitative analysis emerges as a powerful complement to quantitative metrics, offering a deeper understanding of the dynamics at play. Engaging with stakeholders across all levels of the organization, from frontline employees to seasoned investors, unveils a tapestry of perspectives that enriches our interpretation of financial data. Frontline employees, with their firsthand experience of daily operations, offer invaluable insights into the practical utilization of assets and management of credits. Their observations can shed light on inefficiencies, bottlenecks, and untapped opportunities that quantitative metrics alone may fail to capture. Similarly, involving middle management and department heads provides a nuanced understanding of how assets are allocated and credits are managed within specific business units. By soliciting input from those directly responsible for executing business strategies, we gain actionable insights that inform targeted interventions and improvements. Furthermore, the perspective of seasoned investors and industry experts offers a macroscopic view of our business's performance within the broader market landscape. These stakeholders possess a wealth of experience and industry knowledge, enabling them to identify trends, opportunities, and risks that may not be immediately apparent from financial statements alone. Their strategic guidance can inform capital allocation decisions, risk management strategies, and long-term growth initiatives, enhancing the resilience and competitiveness of our business. Indeed, qualitative analysis serves as a bridge between data and intuition, allowing us to discern patterns, identify outliers, and unearth hidden opportunities. By weaving together the narratives shared by stakeholders, we gain a holistic understanding of asset utilization and credit management that transcends numerical metrics. This multidimensional perspective empowers us to make informed decisions that align with our strategic objectives and drive sustainable business performance. So, let us embrace the power of qualitative analysis as a complementary tool in our quest for financial clarity and resilience. By engaging with stakeholders and listening to their stories, we unlock a wealth of insights that enrich our understanding of asset and credit dynamics, guiding us towards informed and impactful decision-making.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.